past performance is not indicative of future results. Statements such as and similar to, we told our clients to be out of the market in 2007 and 2008. We told our clients to get back into the market in 2009, and clients that followed our advice were out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations collectively made by Retirement Planners of America's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC and also at Cambridge Investment Research, Inc. Three out of the five of those principals remain with RPOA today. Statements about similar recommendations we made starting in 2011 refer to an Invest and Protect strategy that RPOA has been using since its inception in 2011. The Invest and Protect strategy is not guaranteed and is subject to the risk described at the end of this broadcast. Unless otherwise stated, references to the market refer to the S&P 500 index. Index performance described does not reflect the deduction of transaction, management, or other fees, which would decrease the performance results. Investors cannot invest directly in an index.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moore.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny.
You are through. You've done us wrong.
An old man recession, you are maybe gonna come back and do us wrong. Well, hello everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe, and this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about, of course, inflation, the Federal Reserve, the stock market, the bond market, but we also talk about Social Security, where to get income, your 401k. We talk about everything and anything that we can think about when it comes to your retirement planning, and we want to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's going to be no exception because we have an absolutely boring show lined up for you. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe, and I am the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America.
I feel good.
And I do feel good. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning, as the name implies, which means that our goal is to help you to retire when you want to and to stay retired if you are once you do. Okay, so we want to help in that regard. Our website is rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. If you go there, you can podcast this show. You can subscribe to our market alert video. You can watch you can watch all the videos we have on there. We have articles, we have seminars, tons and tons of content and information, all to help you to do what we call your retirement, to enjoy your second childhood without parental supervision. And the acronym for that is SQIPR. And so if you become a client of ours and then retire, you are now a SQIPR. You're someone enjoying your second childhood, and we want that. That's our goal, is to create as many SQIPRs as we possibly can. So we currently work with over 6,000 beautiful, wonderful families, and we are blessed and honored to do that, and we'd love to see if it's a fit for you. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. Let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. First of all, inflation is heading back up again. Oh no, who knew? Wait, we did. We told you this for months. But anyway, it's going back up. And what should you do about it? That's the question, right? If inflation is going to start heading back up, the Fed may get more aggressive. What do you do about it? So we'll talk about that. Also, this week, I want to go over with you four steps to developing your retirement plan. So if you're thinking that you're kind of in that zone where maybe you need to start planning for your retirement, well, guess what? We're going to give you four steps to think about, to go through, to develop your plan. Also, as we do every week, we're going to talk about Social Security. And, you know, for most of our clients, Social Security is the single largest source of income that they have outside of their investments. And so we want to make sure that you maximize that as much as possible. It's very complex, lots of different ways. In fact, the Social Security says there's over 9,000 combinations of how to get Social Security. Think about that, 9,000. So We want to help you figure out which one of those is the right one for you. So we'll have strategies to maximize your Social Security, number 59. Yikes. Now, also this week, I want to talk with you about this whole notion of buy and hold. Okay, and it is contrary to our philosophy that growth is important, but protection of principal is even more important. Okay, so we don't think that buy and hold is a good idea. But let's say that you do. Let's say that you think that buy and hold is what you should do. You buy quality investments, you diversify properly, and you just ride it out, and everything is going to take care of itself, right? Don't worry about it. Well, my question to you, ladies and gentlemen, if that's the case, if you're a buy and holder, what if you are wrong? What if you're wrong? What would the consequences of that be? So we're going to talk about that later on in the show. And I know you've never been wrong in your life, so it's probably like a moot point, but just in case. Now, you know what, Jack? Most shows would stop right there. Most shows would say, hey, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me.
No, don't you dare stop me, because on this show, do we only go where people expect us to? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And that's where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs, the fruits of your labor, also known as estate planning. This week, we're going to talk about my favorite trust. It's called the Dynasty Trust. This is where you can leave what you're going to leave to the aforementioned greedy unwashed for potentially 100 years, protected from lawsuits, divorce, bankruptcy, estate taxes, kind of a nifty thing. So we'll have that for you at about 10 till. So we have a great show. I hope you'll stay tuned for the entire program. Before we get started, I've been playing tennis now for, gosh, I hate to say it, but it's true, 58 years. And I've been a competitive player for almost all of those years in tournaments and all the rest, still am. And so tennis is a big part of our lives and my family. And so we go to the U.S. Open, the big tennis tournament in New York. We didn't during the pandemic and all that, but we've gone probably 12 years. And so I was just up there. And one of the things that you do if you're up there is you take the subway train from the city all the way out to the tennis center. And it's about a 40-minute ride on the train. And so when a seat opens up, you know, you want to take it. And so I was standing there, and, this lady stands up, and the seat opened up. And I looked over, and there's like this 80-year-old woman there. And she looked at the seat, too. And for a moment, we made eye contact. And in that instant, we knew it was on. And so she made a step. But you know what? In sports, it's always about that first step. And she was just a little slower than me. I got that first step in. I boxed her out, and I sat in the seat, and I won. That's not really what happened. It's what I imagined happened. I actually said, would you like the seat? And she sat in it. And the whole time I was thinking, man, I could have taken her out. So I stood for the rest of the stupid thing. Anyway, let's talk about what to do now that inflation is going up. Now, as we've told you over the course of many, many months now, we thought that inflation would bottom in June at around 3%, which is in fact exactly what it did. And then we said that it would start trending back up and head towards 4% by the end of this year. And guess what? They just came out with the numbers this last week, and it's, oh my gosh, it's at 3.7. It's practically at 4 already. And it did it in just 1 month, you know, or 2 months, which is crazy how fast inflation is going back up again. And so what does that mean? Well, the big fear, the reason why Wall Street investors and everybody is like looking at inflation so carefully is because of what the Federal Reserve will do to combat inflation. So if they think inflation is going to heat up, it's going to be hard to get rid of, then they might raise interest rates some more beyond where people had expected them to. And the problem with them raising interest rates is it makes everything more expensive. It makes money more expensive. It makes borrowing money more expensive. It makes the affordability, it makes house prices, you know, the affordability of houses becomes problematic. Buying cars with loans is problematic. You know, all that stuff. Businesses who want to borrow money to hire employees and build plants and buy inventory, that becomes more expensive. And so when the Fed raises interest rates, it has a downward pressure on profits. And as we've always said, it is profits that that we think drive stock prices. You know, we've said it many times, a company could be in the middle of a terrible recession making big profits and their stock price will go up. And conversely, you could be in a bull market, incredible, everything's going well, but that company's profits are falling and their stock price will go down. So what drives stock prices is, in our view, is profits. And if the Fed raises interest rates, that hurts profits. It hurts the consumer. So the nervous anxiety is that the Fed will continue to raise interest rates way beyond what we're thinking right now and put us into a really bad recession when they do that. So that's the concern. Now, we've said that what we think is going to happen is that the Fed will probably leave interest rates high longer than people had thought. They may raise it one more time here next week. But our view is that the stock market investors are going to absorb the thought because we see inflation coming down in the second quarter of next year, and maybe the Fed might start lowering interest rates. At that time, that would be fantastic for stocks. So in anticipation of that, stock investors might be buying back in, which is why we think that by the end of this year, the stock market, the S&P and the Dow will be higher than where they are today. Now, that's the stock side of your portfolio. Now, the other side, the bond side. So if you're a 60-40 person or whatever, that 40%, we're in stocks right now. We're fully invested, but we are not even in bonds, okay? We don't like bonds right now. They've been losing money since we sold them in April of last year, and they've been losing money this year as well. So until we feel that the Fed is done with this cycle, and right now that's not a certainty, we don't think it's a good idea to be in bonds. But we do like stocks because the economy seems to be strong still, profits seem to be holding, and because of that, we think stocks will do well. Now, what's the right thing for you? Well, in our view, there is an additional layer beyond just stocks and bonds and, you know, diversification, and that is protection of principal. And we believe that you should not just buy and hold, but you should buy, hold, and sell when the time is appropriate. We have a strategy called invest and protect. Our strategy told us to sell in November of 2007 before the stock market crash of 2008. It told us to sell in April of last year. Okay, and guess what happened last year after we said to sell? The market went down quite a bit. So we want to protect your principal. Again, growth is important, but protection of principal is even more important. If you want to retire and you take a big hit to your principal, If you are retired, you take a big hit to your principal, yeah, not so good either, okay? So if you're within 5 years of retirement or your first 5 years of retirement, that decade, very, very important in our view to protect principal. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And when you're there, you can visit with one of our retirement planners to build your plan. You can attend our seminars. You can watch our videos. We have resources to help you to build that plan that'll give you that peace of mind and hopefully have your money last as long as you do. So our website, again, is rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about four steps to develop your retirement plan. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And we are the bonanza of the airwaves. We share with you the golden nuggets of financial information every week. I'm glad you're with us. I hope you're having an absolutely fantastic weekend. And you know what? Since I'm doing this show for you, you are. This show is so much fun that you can't help it. You listen to this show, you have a good time, learn about your retirement planning, and in the process, have a great weekend. How about that? Ooh la la. Actually, I need to tell you who I am. I am Ken Morafe. I'm the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And we're a firm, and our firm is Retirement Planners of America. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning, as the name implies. We work with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that is you, if you're within 5 years of your retirement, or you are in the first 5 years of your retirement, if you're in that golden decade, then guess what? This show is designed for you. Our website is also designed for you. It's rpoa.com. When you're there, you can attend our seminars. You can do them virtually or in person. We're doing them live now, and it's incredible, the response. I mean, it's people want to be around other people. It's a human thing. And we have our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies waiting for you. Go with an appetite because they're baked fresh right out of the oven when you get there. You'll learn about Social Security. You'll learn about reducing your taxes. You'll learn about a bunch of stuff, and you'll have a good time. So all of that is available on our website. It's rpoa.com. All right, in this segment, I want to talk with you about four steps to developing a retirement plan, okay? So you've come to the place now where you're saying, you know what, it's time for me to retire. It's time for me to hang up the work and go and play and enjoy the fruits of my labor all these years and all the sacrificing and saving that we've done. So it's time. And so how do you develop your financial plan? Well, there's lots of different ways. I want to give you four steps that we think would be a good way of doing it. The first one is to visualize your plan, okay? And what I say about, what I mean by that is not, you know, how much money or all of that stuff, but what do you want to do? Not how much money you want to have, but what do you want to do, okay? What do you want to travel? Do you want to play golf? Do you want to volunteer? You know, what is it that you want to do? That's the first step, is just think of it in terms of pictures and feelings. So that's the first step. The second step then is that now you want to clarify that vision. Once you have that, so you start with that vision, right? Then the second step is, okay, write down each one of those things that you visualized. Okay, so you visualize, let's say, 5 or 6, 7 things with you and your spouse. Now, once you've written them all down, now prioritize them. Which is the most important one? Is it traveling to Europe, or is it playing golf, or spending time with your grandchild? What's the most important one on that list, and second and third and fourth? So you prioritize them and then put a dollar amount to them. So how much is it going to cost? If you want to go to Europe, how much is it going to cost to go to Europe? If you want to, you know, whatever it is that you want to do, put a dollar amount to it so that you can figure out how much it's going to cost. And then figure out the frequency that you're going to be doing that. Okay, so let's say that going to Europe is a thing you want to do. And so how often do you want to do that? Are you going to do it every year and maybe for the next 10 years? You like cruising? You know, we have a lot of clients that love to go on cruises. So maybe it's cruising you want to do. Okay, so how many cruises you're going to take and how often you're going to go and where are you going to go? You want to go to Scandinavia or Italy? You know, what are you going to do? So now you put a dollar and so now you know what your vision is, and now you know you've prioritized them. You know how often you want to do them, when you want to do them, and now you've got the dollar amount that it's going to cost to do those things, okay? Now, there's another part of that same step, and that is how much is it going to cost you to just do your normal living? Just do, you know, your if you have a mortgage or your utilities, your groceries, your car, et cetera, okay? So those are all the things. Now, once you've done that, now you want to say, okay, what resources do I have to pay for that? And so now we're getting into the dollar side of it. All right. So now we're saying, okay, can I afford to do all that? And so now you're starting to say, okay, well, maybe we do want to go to Europe, but we're only going to go, you know, once every other year. Or maybe we're going to do a 3-star trip instead of a 5-star trip, you know, or a cruise, you know, we won't go the super fancy one, or, you know, so you kind of start doing the massaging of how, you know, you're going to do it and what the quality you're going to do is and how expensive each one's going to be. Okay. So that's when you start looking at what is the total value of all the investments that you have and what are the sources of income that you have, like Social Security, perhaps, maybe you have a pension. So we want to look at how much can we draw from your investments? How much are you going to get from Social Security? How much you have if you have a pension? Put that all together and then say, can that afford the vision that we had? And can we afford to cover that? If the answer is yes, then let's get the champagne bottle out and let's get the confetti, right? Hallelujah. If not, then guess what? We need to build a plan around that. How do we develop enough, or how do we cut back on some of the things? And we work through it that way. So start with the vision. Start with magic. What have you always wanted to do? What would you love to do? And think of sunsets and cruises and beaches and mountains and stuff like that. Then put a dollar value to it. Rank them first, put a dollar value, then figure out what resources do you have to pay for it. And then figure out, okay, if I'm not there, then what resources do I need to build between now and retirement to get me to that? And let me tell you, we would love to help you to do that whole process.
I'm glad we had this talk.
I am too. Now, we have a term, we have a name for our clients that retire. We call them squippers. And so our goal would be to make you a squipper.
There's no doubt about it.
There is no doubt. And you're wondering, what is a squipper? Well, a squipper is someone who is enjoying their second childhood without parental supervision. So squipper is the acronym for second childhood without parental supervision. We want you to go play, have fun, enjoy all the stuff that you've wanted to do, and do it in a way where your money doesn't run out and that you have financial peace of mind. And if we do that, we think we've done something very noble. In fact, we think it's our noble obligation to create as many squippers as possible. So our website is rpoa.com. And if you go there, you can click on Meet with an Advisor. Now, if you do that, we'll schedule a time to visit with you. We can do it virtually or in person, okay? Preferably in person. We always like to meet with people face-to-face, but we can do it virtually as well. And in that meeting, what we want to do is get to know you, figure out, and go through this exercise I just described. We want to build for you what we call an RCFP, Retirement Cash Flow Plan. The RCFP will help us to decide when and how you should take Social Security. It'll help us to see if you're paying too much in income taxes. It'll help us to see if you can retire or not. It'll help us to see where you should draw your money from. Should it come from your IRAs, your non-IRAs, and all that good stuff? It'll help us to answer many, many, many questions. It'll help us to see how long your money will last. All that. And we want to do that for you, no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, that's fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. Okay? Either way, we will part friends. So our website is rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have number 59 in the strategies to maximize your Social Security. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Yes, indeed. And you know, on this show, we like our bonds shaken and not stirred. Unlike all those other financial shows, they stir their bonds. Can you imagine what James would say that about that? Sean Connery? Oh, you do not want to see him angry. He would not like that at all.
Sorry about this. I know it's a bit silly.
It's very silly. Very, very silly. And we are back, as I said. I am Ken Morafe. I'm the host, and I'm also the founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning, as the name implies, which means that our goal is to help you to retire when you want to. And once you are retired, we want you to stay retired. Our goal is for you to enjoy your second childhood without parental supervision.
I love it!
Yes, which is what we call your retirement. And if you're a client of ours and you retire, you become a squipper. And a squipper is the acronym for second childhood without parental supervision. So we want to have as many squippers running around as possible. We want you to be out there being a kid, and whatever that means to you, playing on the beach, playing on the mountains, going bicycle riding, spending time with your kids, cruising, whatever that means to you, we want to help facilitate that. We want your money to last as long as you do. We want you to have financial peace of mind. All of that is what we think of when we think of you being a squipper. So our website is rpoa.com. And when you're there, you can podcast a show. You can watch videos. There's tons of stuff available to you. So go there. It's rpoa.com. Now, this is the part of the show where we talk about Social Security. And we are on number 59 of our strategies to maximize your Social Security benefits. So here's what I want you to do. Send me your questions. My email address is ken@rpoa.com, and I'll endeavor to answer your questions. So question number one I have here is, I am 62. My husband is 66. I am still working. If I apply now, I will be affected by the annual earnings test, and it is likely that all of my benefits will be withheld. All right, so what she's saying there is that she makes a lot of money. Congrats. If you make more than certain thresholds, what happens is the Social Security, they take back your benefits, and you end up not getting anything. So what she's saying now is if she applies, the annual earnings test will take it all back, okay? If my husband files a restricted application for spousal benefits, okay, well, that's where he wants to apply but get on half of hers, I believe my earnings will also cause his spousal benefits to be affected by my earnings test. And they will, and they'll withhold his too because of what I make. Is that correct? And the answer is, yeah. If your earnings exceed the threshold, your husband's spousal benefits will be withheld too. That's correct. So be careful. You know, you don't want to start taking Social Security and find out that neither you nor your husband are going to get any of it. That's not a good idea, okay? And then you've taken it early, and you're going to get a reduced amount for the rest of your life. No, 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 no. Not a good idea, okay? So, again, one of the things we've said many times is that Social Security is incredibly complex. And if you don't do it properly, you could shoot yourself in the foot, and that could end up costing you, you know, $300 or $400 a month for the rest of your life. And if you add all that up, it could be tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. And you don't want to make that mistake. So don't do this by yourself. Make sure you talk to a professional before you decide when and how to take Social Security. So the key point of that one is that if one of the spouses makes more than the threshold, both spouses could see their benefits reduced to zero if they do it incorrectly. Okay, so be careful out there. As they used to say on, remember Hill Street Blues? They have the big meeting, and then he'd tell all the police people as they were about to go out, be careful out there. So be careful out there. Now, how could you be careful out there? Gosh, it's so difficult to navigate all this stuff. Is there anybody out there that I could go and talk to that could simplify all this for me, that could help me to make this decision, that can guide me through the maze, the complexity of Social Security? Well, gosh, yes, there is. As a matter of fact, Jack, who could it be? Well, maybe it's us. Maybe it's Retirement Planners of America. Maybe you should go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And maybe if you clicked on Meet with an Advisor, we could schedule a time to visit with you, and maybe we can go over that with you and help you to make that decision, help you to maximize your Social Security benefits. Wow, would it be worth it? I think it would. So why don't you do that? That's all a hypothetical, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. If you do go, we will visit with you at no charge or obligation. And our goal is to help as many people as possible. We believe in karma. We believe that the more you help others, the more you'll be taken care of in the process. So if you visit with one of our retirement planners, we'll build the retirement plan with you. We'll talk about Social Security. We'll talk about your 401k. We'll help you to decide if you have enough to retire on. We'll help you to invest and diversify your portfolio. We'll go over our sell strategy, okay? We don't believe in buy and hold, right? We believe in buy and hold and sell. Our investment protect strategy told us to sell in November of 2007 before the stock market crash of 08. If we have another stock market crash, we think our strategy will protect from that too. Is that worth visiting with one of our guys just to see if maybe it's you should have a plan like that? I think so. So our website again.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Yes, and we'll do it with you, no charge or obligation, and we'll part friends regardless of what happens. So our website is rpoa.com. All right, we are going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to answer the burning question, what if you, ladies and gentlemen, are wrong? So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in the most wonderful thing in the entire universe. And that is, we specialize in making squippers. And if you don't know what a squipper is, it's somebody who is retired and is now enjoying their second childhood without parental supervision. So squippers is the acronym for that. And our goal is to make you that. So if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. And when you're there, you can attend seminars, you can watch videos, subscribe to our podcast, subscribe to our weekly market alert video, meet with a retirement planner, tons and tons of stuff there to help you to become, to enjoy that retirement, which we call your second childhood. So go there, rpoa.com. I want to talk with you in this segment about our fundamental philosophy. And you know, one of the things that we have developed are what we call our investment principles. And principles are sort of like, I'll say the Ten Commandments. They're like things that you decide in advance before adversity comes, so that when you need to make decisions, you already have thought through them and you know what to do, or at least you're a long way there. So if you have a moral decision to make, you can refer to, you know, your moral compass, and it can tell you, okay, this is what you should do. So when it comes to investing, it's the same thing. You don't, in our view, you don't want to be in the middle of a storm making decisions, you know, emotionally. You want to have thought through it in advance. And so we have several investment principles, and one of them is that growth is important, but protection of principle is even more important.
You're a persistent cuss, Pilgrim.
I am If anything, if I am nothing else, I am that, Duke, yes. So if protection of principle, if growth is important, for sure, but if protection of principle is even more important, then when it guides your decision-making, when it guides how you invest, when it guides the strategies that you use, your focus is on how do I make sure that my clients' money lasts as long as they do. We want to make sure that you never run out of money. We always say our goal is not to make you rich quick. Our goal is to keep you from becoming poor. Okay? So there's a huge difference between those two, and I think you understand that. So the mainstream philosophy out there for most of you is buy and hold, right? You buy a set of high quality investments, you diversify them according to your risk profile, and then you rebalance periodically, and your job is done. Well, we believe that that's an incomplete strategy. It's two legs of a three-legged stool, okay? Because yes, you should buy. If you don't buy investments, then you got nothing to build with. You got nothing that'll give you income. So you got to buy those investments. Secondly, you do have to hold because you got to give those investments time to do what they're supposed to do, right? You give them time to earn interest or grow or whatever it is that you invested in. But we believe that you should have a third step, or a third leg, should I say, and that is a sell strategy. You should have a strategy to protect yourself on the downside. Now, this is contrary to buy and hold. You know, but my question is, why do professional investors, pretty much all of them, have a sell strategy? Why is it that they do it, but you're not supposed to? Okay, why is it that professional investors always know when they buy something, they know when they're going to sell it? They already know where their out is, but you're not supposed to. The retail investor is supposed to just stay in forever and be a buy and holder no matter what happens. Thick and thin, the market will always come back. So the philosophy then, if you are a buy and holder, is that it's going to come back, right? You're a long-term investor. Everything will take care of itself. It'll come back. So this segment I entitled, What If You're Wrong? Okay? Who says it's going to come back? I haven't seen the contract with the stock market or with the investments that says if it goes down, that it will come back. I haven't seen that contract. Have you? And so the notion that the market always comes back has been true in the past, but not in the way that it sounds. Okay, so for example, in the Great Depression, the Dow Jones went down 90%, 90%. In 1929. Did it come back? Yes, it did. But you know when it came back, it got back to even? In 1954. It took 25 years to get back to even. Now, if you're 65 or 60, do you want to wait 25 years to get back to even again? And yeah, it did come back, you're right. But you know, there's an old thing that says that, you know, you may not live long enough to see it come back. Now you may say, well, you know what, Ken, that's you're making up stuff that happened in the past. Well, you know, look more recently, Japan, their stock market was one of the most successful for a long time, and it went down dramatically. It has never recovered. And there are companies like Enron and others that never came back. So this assumption that it's all going to come back one day, maybe so. But do you want to bet your retirement on it? Do you want to bet your future on it when you no longer are working and you're depending on Social Security and your investments to provide you with your income to support your lifestyle? Do you want to bet on that? And our view is it's not a good bet because bear markets do come. And my question to you, ladies and gentlemen, is between now and the rest of your life, what do you think the odds are that there's going to be another big, bad bear market? When I ask that question at our seminars, invariably, people say, well, 100%. Okay, so if there's 100% chance, in your view, that this terrible thing is going to come, does it not make sense to build a strategy into your retirement plan to address it?
There's no doubt about it.
I think there is no doubt. And if you don't have that plan because you're just going to buy and hold, I think you could be very, very disappointed. You don't want to be wrong. You know, this is one of those things where you just don't want to be wrong. And so we think you should have that. And we have our buy and hold, our invest and protect strategy, which, as I said, told us to sell in November of 2007 before the stock market crash of 08. It, in fact, it told us to sell last year in 2022. It told us to sell in April before the market went down significantly after that. Why? Because we believe that protection of principal is more important than growth, even though growth is very important. Okay. Now, if that philosophy resonates with you, if that makes sense to you, then I encourage you to go to our website. It's rpoa.com. Educate yourself. We have tons of resources on there that you can read, you can listen to, you can watch on retirement planning, protecting principal, diversification, when and how to take Social Security, reducing your income taxes. We have a ton of information on there to help you.
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Well, Frankie, you're welcome. And then you can also attend our seminars. You can visit with a retirement planner. It's all there for you at no charge or obligation. We want to help you, and hopefully one day you'll become a client, and then you'll become a squipper, which is our goal, is to make you have that second childhood without parental supervision. All right, so rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about a trust for your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I'm founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning, as the name implies, which means that we have a noble obligation. And our noble obligation is to create as many squippers as we possibly can.
To infinity and beyond.
Yes. And if you're wondering what a squipper is someone who is a client of ours who has retired and is now enjoying their second childhood without parental supervision. And squippers is the acronym for that. So we want you to be a kid again. We want you to go enjoy, have fun. We want to worry about all this boring financial stuff for you so that you don't have to. And we want your money to last as long as you do. But most importantly, we want you to be a kid. We want you to go play. Enjoy. You've earned it. And let us help you to do that. Our website is rpoa.com. And when you're there, you can attend seminars, you can watch videos, you can listen to podcasts. I mean, we've got all kinds of stuff on there to help you to decide if you want to become a squipper or not. All right, so go to our website, rpoa.com. Now, this is the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And, of course, that's called estate planning. And this week, we're going to talk about my favorite trust. It's called a dynasty trust. And dynasty trusts are basically a trust that you create so as to put the inheritance into. It's the container, if you will. And potentially, it can last up to 300 years now. They've extended out the law of perpetuities. And it could last maybe 300 years and go on where it can be protected from lawsuits and divorce and bankruptcy and estate taxes and all that kind of stuff. So it's a really powerful vehicle. But before we do that, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And, of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know the estate taxes, probate, all that kind of stuff. It's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags, and we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. Now, this week, we're going to be talking about the Dynasty Trust. And it's my favorite trust, by the way. And so let me go over it with you. So essentially, in most cases, the Dynasty Trust is created with your will. So your will says, upon my death, I want my stuff to go into this trust. Okay, so that's usually how it's done. However, you can put money into it while you're living. If you want to make gifts for your grandchildren or your kids or whatever, you can put money into the Dynasty Trust while you are alive. You don't have to have it be, you know, a testamentary thing that happens after your death. Now, what are the advantages? Why would you want to do it? Well, when you put money into the Dynasty Trust, the Dynasty Trust is a separate entity. It has its own tax ID number. It's a separate entity. Now, a lot of people are scared of trust because, oh my gosh, it's this black box and nobody can ever get money out of it and all that. That's not true. You can design the trust to give flexibility or lack thereof to your heirs. Okay, so if you wanted to have almost complete flexibility, you can do that. If you want to say, I don't want to touch it till they're 35, you can do that too. In fact, I remember years ago, I had a client, he was actually in his 90s, and he said, I want to make it to where my kids can't touch the money till they're 65. And I said, wow. He goes, yeah, they're not mature enough yet. So, you know, you can do whatever you want. However, well, almost whatever you want. So why? What's the advantage? Well, let's say that your daughter gets a divorce. Well, your ex-son-in-law is divorcing your daughter, not the trust. So therefore, he cannot get at the money that's in that trust because it doesn't belong to your daughter. It belongs to the trust. Now, she has the benefits from it. She can tell him, honey, had we stayed married, I could have spent all this money on you, but I can't. Sorry. The other thing for the same reason is if one of your kids or grandchildren or whoever declares bankruptcy, again, they're declaring bankruptcy. The trust isn't. So the assets that are inside the trust are protected against bankruptcy. And the same thing with lawsuits. And then also the big advantage, in addition to that, is that in the future, if they have any estate taxes, the money that's in the trust, it can bypass estate taxes for several generations potentially.
That ought to keep the little squirts happy.
Yeah, and you want happy squirts, right? You don't want to have unhappy squirts. That would not be good. So yeah, so the Dynasty Trust potentially could be something of value to you if you want to leave an inheritance that is shielded from all those terrible things. Now, of course, make sure you talk with your professional, your estate planner, before you do anything on this show, but in particular, anything that has to do with estate planning. By the way, let me think of where you could go to talk to somebody that might help you with that. I know what you can do. Gosh, I just had a brainstorm. Go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And when you're there, maybe you could attend a seminar. Geez, our seminars are live now. And we have our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies waiting for you. They're baked fresh. They're right out of the oven. The cookies are half an inch thick. They're 6 inches in diameter. We make them with chocolate chip is gross. You do not want chocolate chip. We make our cookies with chocolate chunks. Chips are made with wax. They're formed as paraffin. You don't want to eat paraffin. That's not good. You want real chocolate chunks that melt all over your face. They get on your shirt, and the person that's with you is looking at you like, what are you, 5 years old? You got chocolate all over yourself. And you're saying, yes, I love cookies. Was that the Cookie Monster?
Oh, dear. That's too wonderful to be true.
Man, I thought it was Cookie Monster there for a second. But anyway, yeah, go for the cookies, but learn about your finances in the process. And at the seminar, we'll talk about when and how to take Social Security. We'll talk about how to calculate your magic number, which is how much you need to retire on, where to get income from, reduce your income taxes. We have how to diversify your 401k. We have so much information, but forget all that. Go for the cookies. Our website is rpoa.com. Well, you know what, Jack? The show's over already. I cannot believe how fast it's gone. Folks, I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed making it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Of course not.
Ken Morath is a controlling owner and investment advisor representative at RPOA, which is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Registration is not an endorsement by securities regulators and does not mean that RPOA has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Because we help clients establish a total return necessary to achieve their retirement goals, achieving that total return is dependent on the success of the invest and protect strategy, predicting market fluctuations for which there is no assurance. This strategy, which relies on a sell signal and a buy signal, is not guarantee. It may negatively impact long-term total return if it does not perform as anticipated. The sell signal could incorrectly predict a bear market, which is generally accepted as a 20% drop in a market index, and affected investors would not experience gains they would have made by remaining invested. The strategy may not accurately predict a market upturn, causing lesser gains than necessary to maintain the targeted long-term total return. When the sell or protect portion of the strategy is implemented, investors will incur applicable transaction costs and taxable accounts will incur tax effects. The strategy is also subjected to general investment risks described in our form ADV Part 2.